No team has ever won the AFC North in back-to-back-to-back years. So take that, Tom Amansky. The Baltimore Ravens are facing that historical uphill battle in 2025 to be the first three-peat champ.
Do you think that the Steelers are the biggest threat to them externally?
I know you're not, because when you heard Gronkowski say that before the show, I believe you went, oh, no, 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 was the way it sounded.
I made it sound like my family was being taken from me by force.
Donnie, would you agree with my summation of how I did that? The noise he made, the way he said no?
I think you got a little bit carried away there, but he was not.
You
positive.
Sounded like Flo Rida on Xanax. Everybody get no.
It wasn't
no,
a no.
Oh,
it
no.
was a oh no. Oh,
no, you said, hey, no. Chris, did you hear Gronk said that the Steelers were going to win the division? And I said, no.
It was more drawn out than that.
I went, no.
But you said no multiple times.
Well, that was just an answer to whether or not I had heard it. Do I agree with Gronk? Also no. Man, Gronk falling into the same trap that a lot of people in the national media fall into.
What's that?
Just blindly say if you take player X from bad organization Y and plug him into that Steelers winning culture, mm-hmm. it's just like planting a seed in some rich soil and
but
it's going to grow.
But that is true, though. The Steelers do have a winning culture compared to the Jets. It's not close. The Jets haven't won a playoff game since 2010.
I believe each team's last appearance in an AFC. No, the Steelers did have that one where they got their doors blown off. I always forget about that one in New England. Steelers really are not appreciably better when it comes to playoff wins than the Jets since 2010. What do they have, two or three more total?
How many more playoff wins do they have since the Jets in 2010? Yeah, they have three more.
Yeah, okay. So divide
that's triple.
That,
that's a lot more.
That's one every 4 years more. Wow, yeah. Great job. Cool, guys.
Man, you chose violence today.
I just think that it's like a – I don't think that it's a – Gronk is not on there either to, like, break down the X's and O's and tell you why and tell you in the, you know, the analytical numbers. He's there to try to entertain on Kay Adams' show. And I think that's just, like, spinning the hits. He goes, I went there my senior year of high school. Like, there's some self-awareness there that he knows how absurd that sounds.
Well, I'll put your feet to the fire. We've been asking our experts and listeners all week to give a Steelers record prediction. What's yours for 2025?
Do you want to do this now instead of next week?
Yeah.
Probably 10-7.
10-7?
9-8 or 10-7.
Well, can you pick one?
I will go in the low end. I'll go 9-8.
9-8.
Yeah.
Will they make the playoffs?
Yes. They will somehow drag their carcass in as the seventh seed. But even as I say that, I probably have to give them 10-7. Switch it. 10-7, make the playoffs, destroyed in the wild card round.
Not even just a loss. You're going to go with destroyed.
I think beat by more than one score, which in the NFL, where most point spreads are under one touchdown or under 8 points, I think constitutes getting beat up pretty
good.
So
my follow-up question is, if you're willing to go as far as a double-digit win season, why are you so quick to dismiss them as a team that can win the division? Why is that such a far-fetched idea? The Ravens play the toughest schedule in the division. Their extra games that no one else, Bengals, Steelers, or Browns, are playing this year are at Kansas City and the Rams. I think there's probably one extra loss in there.
Okay.
In one of those two games. You have, I think, still some questions about wide receiver, questions about offensive line there, questions about how good their linebackers are other than Roquan Smith. They gave Medebuke a big deal. He didn't really not play up to it last year. Hayward outplayed him big time. I don't think he finished on any of the all-pro lists, just had a ho-hum season by his standards.
Okay.
Their leading sacker was Kyle Van Noy, who I think is the same age as you and me.
Okay.
So there's a question about where they get their pass rush from. And Lamar Jackson played last year 100% healthy, and given his style of play, I think it's fair to think they might miss him for at least a game or two this year. So I guess the reason why I'm not poo-pooing Rob Gronkowski is because I don't think that the team that is picked to win the division by most experts is far and away better than the rest
of the
division.
Are the Steelers the next best team in the division behind them? If they are the best, I don't even know if you're going to acknowledge them as the best.
The odds makers here say no. They have the Bengals at plus 260.
No, that's a dodge.
It's not a dodge. It's me just laying out the facts first.
Okay, now give me your opinion.
I think the Bengals are better. I think a team that has a quarterback that threw for 43 touchdowns last year, and
that ultimately did handle all of their offseason business, even if they got ripped for it.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like when Ben was in his prime, they missed the playoffs two straight years. They missed it in 12 and 13. They came back in 14 and won the division.
They're going to benefit, too, from missing the playoffs and having an easier schedule.
I just it's hard for me to imagine, even for an organization like the Bengals that gets a lot of things wrong, it's hard for me to picture that that quarterback who's that good with Higgins and Chase still there is going to miss the playoffs three straight years. I have a hard time.
I mean, they're playing the
Browns.
I think they have a very good chance to start 2-0 because they have the
and
Browns
they
on the road.
Their guys in the preseason,
and they have the Jags at home. And I think the Jags are going to be improved. But I think if Burrow and all those guys are healthy, I like the fact that they got Reisner, who I think is going to help them solidify their offensive line depth wise even more.
Yeah,
I think they have the best quarterback running. Even with Derrick Henry being in Baltimore, like if you ask me to take a set of weapons, I would give them a very narrow edge over the Ravens when it comes to backs, receivers, quarterback.
The Ravens' win total here at the Rivers is 11.5, and you've got the Steelers at 10. So that's not that far off from Baltimore.
Yeah, part
when
of
you
my
look at it that way.
Part of my
and you were so dismissive of the Steelers.
I'm sorry,
any
I just
shot.
Did a double. I just did a double take. A very famous television star walked by us just now.
Yeah, that's Corey Graves from WWE.
Yeah, very famous television star, and they were he and his.
Did they recognize us?
Yeah, they did.
Why didn't they come over and say hi?
I think they knew that we were in the middle of a segment. It was a Troy Beck, man of the man of much famous chicken around town.
Does he schlep it?
I don't think he schleps it. He serves it up.
Oh.
But he's making very delicious chicken sandwiches. He and Corey are just carousing about the casino.
Donnie, whose side are you more on here in this discussion, that it's not that far-fetched or that it's very far-fetched, what Gronkowski said?
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound as negative as Chris, but I just think it's more because I feel as if the Ravens are going to be really, really good. Like, I think they're going to win, like, 14 games.
Holy crap.
I think they're going to be like the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, I think that I would – I don't know if I'm going to hammer the over on 11.5 wins, but I'd feel decent about it.
I mean, I just wonder now, Donnie, having said that, has that turned into a prevailing thought among Steelers fans? Because for years it wasn't. Even when Lamar Jackson was winning MVPs, it was he can't win the big game.
Don't you think the way he handled the Steelers is what changed here?
Thank you for making the point that I was about to make.
You do that to me once
in a while. I know. I was trying to set it up, though. Yeah. Have attitudes changed because in December and then January, we've got back-to-back games where Lamar Jackson has schooled the Steelers, and he had never done it before. He was bad against them. He didn't look like an MVP. He barely looked like a starting quarterback. We've run the passer rating numbers. His passer rating said he turned into Mitch Trubisky against the Steelers until those last two games in the playoffs and then late in the regular season where Russell Wilson had the fumble and everything else, the pick six in that game. So to hear Donnie say that he thinks that there's this massive gulf now between the Steelers and Ravens, more so in Donnie's world because the Ravens are just that elite of a team. I think I'm not putting words in his mouth, but I kind of am. I feel like that is a reaction to Baltimore wasn't a hollow double-digit win team last year. They played you for all the marbles and they whooped your ass. And I guess I can understand if Steelers fans now go into this season thinking like, yeah, I have to finally give the Ravens their credit, they're much better than
us. If you thought there was a mental edge that the Steelers had over Lamar Jackson
that
superseded
that.
Everything, then I didn't believe that in the first place, but it was eradicated.
But you did say you started to come around to that. After the game they lost here, you said, I did not want to believe that, but now it's just mounting evidence.
I thought that there was a situation where he had lost a bunch of games in a very weird fashion, and the fact that he lost one last year to start the season or early in the season in similarly just kind of head-scratching manner, and the Steelers, I think, made him look pretty bad in that game, started to mount the evidence. But then everybody who ended up saying, hey, Wait till he actually plays them twice in the same season. He hardly ever does that. He gets a chance to come back around at them. You'll see what happens then. They were proven right. He delivered an ass-whooping. I think the Steelers' problem here is they could be a team that wins 10 games and once again be stuck in a division with a pair of quarterbacks on teams that could easily win the MVP award.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you a follow-up question off of that. Is it a testament to Tomlin that he wins 10 games in a division with those two quarterbacks when he doesn't have those guys?
No, I don't think it is. Because
wow.
I think Mike's biggest flaw is that he continues to think he can try to be a 10-game winner or maybe win 11 games and figure it out and get into the single elimination tournament. And it's like he's missing the forest for the trees here. He should be trying to find a quarterback that can stack up to those guys in a true arms race. Instead, he would rather try to do it his way. And while his way might beat the Bengals once this season, might even beat the Ravens again randomly this season, I wouldn't bet on it, especially in the case of Baltimore, and it leaves them vulnerable in the playoffs. So no, like I cannot give him short-term or small-picture credit for something when I think it hurts the team's overall approach in the big picture.